Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, March 12, 2024. Stand up for your country. Bitter. That's the word to describe politics in the USA. Bitter and getting worse. I can feel it in my own life. I'm going to tell you about President Biden's proposed 225 budget. It's shocking and dangerous, and most Americans have no clue. And I'm angry about that because the only people who can stop the madness in America are the voters. I mean, the Supreme Court, and we're going to have a very interesting discussion about the court tonight, it can do something. But if these progressives continue to hold power, boy, this country is gone, and it's not going to come back. It's not like before where it was ebb and flow. So bitterness is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo, and it was on display today in front of the House Judiciary Committee. That's Jim Jordan. They brought in special counsel Robert Hur. Now, Hur issued a report that said then Vice President Joe Biden took confidential documents that he was not entitled to have, and he put them in his office in the Penn Center and in his garage in Delaware. There's no question he did it. But Hur said he couldn't indict Joe Biden for two reasons. Number one, he couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt about Biden's intent, and that Biden was so old and fuzzy in the deposition that Hur took, that a jury would feel sorry and not convict. The bottom line on this to me is Robert Hur did not want to indict Joe Biden, and he found a way not to do it. However, he knew he had to throw out some damning stuff, and he did that with the aides. Now, that is just my assessment. So Hur sits there, and then the Judiciary Committee, Republicans and Democrats, question him. And the question was all partisan. So Democrats don't care at all that Joe Biden took confidential documents, but they do care that Trump did. And the Republicans are pretty much that on the other end. They'd love to indict Biden, but they don't want Trump indicted. Most of them. The Republicans are not as united in their loathing as the Democrats, but it's close. It's close. So I'm going to play you two sound bites and we'll analyze. And by the way, this failure to indict Joe Biden, when he clearly took documents he was not lawfully able to take, he broke the law. As vice president, you have no right to take any classified document. He broke the law. He just simply did. And there's no way you can say he didn't. I don't know how you can say I couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a former vice president classified information when he had it. But again, her didn't want to indict him. Just like Hillary Clinton, she put classified documents on a personal server. Everybody knows she did it. And then Comey comes out and says, she didn't do it on purpose. Of course she did. They didn't want to do it. And that's the truth. All right, the first soundbite is Congressman McClintock, a Republican from California. Roll it.
Is it now okay if I take home top secret documents, store them in my garage, and read portions of them to friends or associates?
Congressman, I wouldn't recommend it, but I don't want to entertain any hypotheticals at this
point. Was it okay? I mean, I can do that now under this new doctrine?
Again, Congressman, I wouldn't recommend that you do that, but
you've essentially said so in your report. And certainly it would be exculpatory if I simply told you, hey, I'm getting old. I don't remember stuff the way I used to.
Congressman, I'm not here to get into hypotheticals. I'm here to talk about the facts and the work that I did.
It's not a hypothetical. This is the issue at hand.
Okay, so we're not going to get anywhere there. Her is going to defend his report. Okay. By the way, full disclosure, I didn't watch this. And the reason I didn't as a journalist is because I knew that it was just going to be a merry-go-round. So I have a very good staff who can watch it and then bring to me what the highlights are. But I was extremely busy on this budget stuff this morning, which, again, we'll get to in a moment. The second soundbite we have is the fanatical progressive Democrat Eric Swalwell. Go.
You want to be perceived, understandably, as credible. And so I want to first see if you will pledge to not accept an appointment from Donald Trump if he is elected again as president.
Congressman, I'm not here to testify.
Seems like an easy
about
answer.
What will happen in the
considering
future.
What I just laid out.
I'm here to talk about the report and the work that went into it.
Virtually every Democrat raised Trump. Okay, it's all about Trump. Everything is Trump, Trump. Trump's the devil. Trump's this fascist Nazi. Trump, 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 Trump. All right? Because, again, they don't care what Joe Biden did at all. All right. So, and I'm playing this as a nonpartisan. This helps Donald Trump's case, this whole thing with her. Because if you let Biden off the hook, how can you convict Trump? Now, they're going to say that Biden didn't try to hide it. Biden's lawyers did this. Biden's lawyers did that. They were cooperative. Biden tried to hide it. I mean, there's no doubt because the period of time was so much longer that he had declassified documents than Trump did. And Biden knew, everybody knows, that he shouldn't have had them. Okay, so what about the Trump case? Well, this is in motion. And it's supposed to go on trial May 20th in Florida, District Judge Eileen Cannon presiding. She will delay the trial. Okay, it's not going to start on May 20th. There's too many other things in the wind. All right. But again, if the trial does finally get underway, and it might not even get underway because the Supreme Court is hearing the indemnification lawsuit now from the Trump people, and depending on how they rule. It's complicated, but I'm going to dumb it down so even I understand it in a moment. So anyway, this whole Biden fiasco helps Trump. And that's the memo. So President Biden met with Teamsters today. I mean, that's like going home for Thanksgiving with your mom. All right, Teamsters are going to vote for him. Why do unions always vote Democrat? Because the Democrat politicians allow the service unions better contracts. All right, there's no fiscal discipline in Democratic circles at all. And you'll see that in a moment. And tonight, there is a meeting between Biden and the president of Poland, you know, and that's he's doing some work today because you got Ukraine is right next to Poland, as you know. OK, so yesterday, president do any business for us? None. And three out of 5 days, President Biden does no business for the public. None. Well, he was in New Hampshire raising money, and this is what happened. Go.
Anyway, am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here to stay?
No, apparently he's not allowed. And, you know, people were laughing. They thought it was a joke. It wasn't a joke. He was asking his staff, can I take questions? And his staff said, no. It's who you have. All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we go. 2025 budget. President Biden has proposed federal spending of $7.3 trillion. That is irresponsible. It is dangerous to you and me. And it is shocking. Before COVID, the highest federal spending was $4.75 trillion. Biden wants $7.3 trillion. So if you do the math, you see this is the highest by far that the federal government has ever wanted to spend. And included in that $7.3 trillion is no bump up for the Pentagon, for the Defense Department. Nothing. It goes up a little by the rate of inflation. That's all. So all of this money is spent in the income redistribution area. And that's my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. If Joe Biden is reelected, we will become a socialist country. It's inevitable. It has to happen. Now, Biden says he's going to cover the $7.3 trillion by raising taxes by $2 trillion a year. Think about that. Think about how much tax you pay now. He wants $2 trillion more from the American public and business than he has now. A year. So he'll have to gut corporations. He's going to, proposal is to raise it from 21% to 28%. Okay. And of course, all of that will be passed on to you. As I said yesterday, the consumer, you want to buy a new car, it's going to cost you 10% more because the corporations are going to pass on all of their costs to the consumers. This will lead to a frightening recession. It will. If he's reelected, there's no way he can't. Then he wants a wealth tax to come in and take people's private property away from them. That's what the Biden administration wants. So if you earn or have assets over a certain level, the federal government will send someone to examine your assets and they will seize a portion of it. That's socialism and communism. That's what it is. That's what the Biden administration wants. Now, the media will never report it in a million years. And it's fun. People will vote against their own self-interest because most of these media fat cats are going to be the ones that are going to lose private property. It will be ruled unconstitutional. And you can thank Trump for that because he appointed the traditional judges that will go, no, we're not doing this. That's against the Constitution. You can tax income and other things, but you can't seize private property. I already paid for my house from my wages. You can't tax my house anymore because I have it, or my furniture, or my car, or my paintings, or whatever. But that's what the Biden administration wants to do. I mean, it is truly shocking. And the ignorance about it, if you go out and ask your friends, hey, do you know what the budget proposal is for next year, 25? They don't know. They don't know what the budget is. They don't know that it's, again, the previous high before COVID was $4.75 trillion. Now he wants $7.3 trillion, almost $3 trillion of spending more a year. So he can buy votes and give people stuff. That's what he wants to do. He knows he's not going to get affluent Americans, except if you live in Hollywood or Manhattan. Okay, they're not going to vote for Biden. Okay, border. Let's go to the border. So FBI Director Christopher Wray, total phony, he was called to testify in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday. Go.
From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border, and that includes everything from the drug trafficking. The FBI alone seized enough fentanyl in the last 2 years to kill 270 million people. That's just on the fentanyl side.
Okay. So last night on the evening news, there are three networks that do evening news. ABC News gave it 16 seconds, Wray's testimony. CBS News didn't cover it. NBC News, of course, didn't cover it. It's the FBI director warning the American people there is, quote, a wide array of dangerous threats emanating from the border. They don't cover it. Oof. Political ads. Okay, so you're going to see in the next 8 months, unless you turn them off, as I do, on both sides. I don't listen to political ads. Pretty hateful stuff. Here's the latest Democrat ad. Go.
I know the American story. Again and again, I've seen the contest between competing forces and the battle for the soul of our nation. Between those who want to pull America back to the past and those who want to move America to the future. I see a future where we'll restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms. Where the middle class finally has a fair shot and the wealthy have to pay their fair share in taxes. I see a future where we save the planet from the climate crisis and our country from gun violence. Above all, future for all Americans. I see a country for all Americans. And I will always be president for all Americans. So let's build the future together. Let's remember who we are. We are the United States of America.
Okay, so the Klan, right. And he wants to be president for all America, sure. Not doing me any good, Joe, or my family. You haven't done one thing in 39 months to help me or my family. Not one. Okay? Now, here is the Republican ad. Go.
Lake and Riley should have been able to go on a run in broad daylight without being murdered by an illegal immigrant. but Joe Biden promised not to deport illegal immigrants.
Should that person be deported?
That person should not be the focus of deportation.
Biden vowed not to detain illegal immigrants who crossed the border.
No one would be put in jail while waiting for their hearing.
So when Jose Ibarra crossed into America illegally, he was not deported. He was not put in jail. Biden also supported sanctuary cities.
Should undocumented immigrants arrested by local police be turned over to immigration officials?
No.
So when Jose Ibarra was arrested in New York City for endangering a child, he was freed a second time. Ibarra went to Georgia, where he beat Lake and Riley to death. How many more killers has Biden set free? Building America's Future is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, so CNN would not run the ad saying it didn't meet their standards. Pretty interesting. Fox News, Newsmax accepted the ad, and so did MSNBC. Isn't that interesting? So NBC News, under siege for its irresponsible presentations, particularly on MSNBC, took the ad. But not CNN. Says a lot.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Donald Trump, as we said, asked to delay the New York City trial about hush money. All right, this is supposed to begin on March 25th, coming up. That's a week from next Monday. And his lawyers say, look, the Supreme Court has to decide on whether the president is able to conduct his affairs without being criminally charged. And they say this hush money thing bleeds over into the president's term. I don't know if it does or not. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure this all out. But the Trump people want to delay the trial in New York. I do not think New York will go along with that. Okay? Because New York hates Trump. Top to bottom. Hate him. Not going to get a fair trial here. And I'm going to play you a soundbite later on. I'll back that up. The Supreme Court now is right in the middle of the Donald Trump campaign. And the case about whether he is gets immunity from all of this stuff is supposed to start hearings in front of the court April 25th. All right, so let's get to the bottom of this. Joining us now from Houston is Josh Blackman, a constitutional law professor at South Texas College of Law. So let's keep it really simple, counselor. Donald Trump's lawyers and, of course, the candidate himself claim that he should not be prosecuted for anything that happened while he was president of the United States. That's where it all begins, correct?
That's right. There's a doctrine called immunity. And what that means is when you hold some government offices, the prosecutors can't come after you later for what you've done. This has been applied in the civil context. That is, if you sue someone for damages, for example, if you discriminate and so on, the president's been held to be immune from civil damages. But this will be the first case to consider the criminal immunity of a former president before the Supreme Court. The reason why is Trump is the first former president to be charged with a crime. So we don't really have any background upon this.
Okay. So why would the Supreme Court ever rule in his favor if there isn't a constitutional basis to do so?
So Trump's argument is that when you're president, you have to make a lot of really tough decisions. And sometimes you have to make a call that might be unpopular. So Trump has argued that if the president has a fear that he might be prosecuted by his successor, the president might be chilled. That is, he might be afraid to take the decisive action that's needed to keep this country safe. So the president needs basically a cushion, a buffer zone of ability to take certain actions. And he gives an example: if the president has to order a drone strike on someone, a U.S. citizen, can the president then be charged with murder after he leaves office? So there are a lot of reasons why the president must have immunity. That's sort of the big ticket question. The more specific question is: did Trump's actions on January 6th require immunity? So is there immunity, and does Trump get it for what happened on J6?
Or is there a crime? Because remember, the special counsel is charging him with conspiracy. All right. He's not charging him with doing something, allegedly doing something that is visible. He's saying that, well, his actions, his total actions, resulted in a conspiracy. Will the Supreme Court take the weakness, I see it as a weakness anyway, of that argument into account when making their immunity call?
So at this stage, actually, the specifics don't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's conspiracy or the retention of documents in the Mar-a-Lago case. The only issue the court's deciding is sort of the big picture issue. Is there presidential immunity to criminal prosecutions? Yes or no? If the court answers yes, then we never get to conspiracy.
Okay, let me stop you there. If that's the case, then Trump is likely to lose this. Because if you were a president and you were in the White House and somebody teed you off and you strangle them to death, you can't have immunity, right?
Right. So here's an example that came up with the argument. What if the president decides to send SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rival? He says, aha, I determined I have the presidential power to do this. At that point, a court might say, no, you don't. You don't have the power to assassinate your rival. That's a bad idea. And then we get to, well, maybe not everything's immune, but maybe something's within a certain, perimeter, a certain sphere of your power. So if this is close enough to what you're supposed to do, it's there. So let's use January 6th for example. The president has no actual role in the vote counting. That's a job for the Senate to do. But the president has a role to administer a various types of election laws and the like. So maybe it's not squarely in the president's duties, but maybe it's somewhere in the periphery, somewhere on the outside of the president's power. So the court will probably reject the claim of absolute immunity because then it allows you to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue outside Trump Tower. You can't do that. But there might be a more narrow scope of immunity that can protect this president and maybe other presidents as well.
All right. But then they would have to split that atom and say the case that the Justice Department is bringing against Donald Trump on January 6th is not valid. And they'd have to provide a reason that doesn't cover any other crime, right? They'd have to be very specific in that. I don't think the court's going to want to do that, Professor. I think they're going to want to do it.
No, I think the court will probably say, there is immunity. Here's some very fuzzy guidelines of where it applies. And lower court, go figure out what to do with Trump's conduct.
Yeah,
but there's a significant timing. Back.
But that would delay it. If they rule that in June, that delays it, past the election. One final question for you, and we really appreciate your time. We know how busy you are down there in Houston. The New York civil case where the judge fined him about $400 million was obviously an abuse of the law. Any fair-minded person would say, even if Trump did all the heinous things he did, there are no victims. Nobody complained. This was a case brought by an attorney general who said, I hate Trump and I'm going to get him. But the judgment was so outrageous, that's got to go into the federal system, right? Because Trump's being denied his rights as an American. He's being punished by a state to an extent that's nobody's ever seen before. Am I wrong?
I don't know that an appeal can go to federal court. I mean, perhaps Trump can sue the attorney general in federal court saying that he was deprived of his rights, but that's probably not going to go very far. The more likely course is that the appellate court might reduce the judgment. I mean, they picked this number $300 whatever million dollars for a reason. Trump said, this is how much money I have. And then magically the court set that to the amount of the judgment. So I think the judgment award might be decreased. But the fact that there's no victim, I think, does weigh against why was this case brought in the first place. And there's definitely an element of politics with the Attorney General's decision.
But you don't see Trump having any redress in the federal system to get it out of the New York corrupt system. Really?
No, usually when you get sued by the government, you can't remove it to federal court just because you want to, because there might be unfairness. It's hard to do.
No, my rights are being violated as a mayor, my constitutional rights. I'm being targeted and selective prosecution by a state that despises and wants to destroy me. That argument would not bump up to the federal level?
Probably not. I think a lot of people think state court judges are biased in many ways, but we still allow them to sit and hear these sorts of cases.
That's pretty frightening. And please comment on my opinion, because now any state could destroy any citizen if they wanted to.
Right. The selective prosecution issue will be considered on appeal within the state court system, but I don't see how Trump gets this to federal court. Look, the U.S. Supreme Court will get an appeal eventually. They're not going to touch this. So I'm not sure they'd be much better for him in federal court than in state court.
It's frightening, you know, I mean, because any American could be destroyed. The attorney general doesn't like you. They can come in and just wipe you out and nobody can help you. Hey, we really appreciate it, Professor. Thanks very much for helping us out. I hope we can talk again.
Thank you.
Okay. President of Honduras, 8 years, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Okay. We sent $1.3 billion in foreign aid to Honduras. He has been convicted in New York of cocaine trafficking at a level that is staggering. 400 tons of cocaine moved through Honduras into the United States. He's convicted now. His brother was also convicted in New York. Honduras extradited them, and he got life. So the president, former president of Honduras, will probably get life in prison in the United States for being a drug dealer, a big drug dealer. And nobody's covering this, but this is what you got south of the border. All right. What else do we have here? Smart Life. So, according to the Centers for Disease Control, everybody loves them, right? If you smoke pot every day, you are 25% more likely to have a heart attack. I know people smoke pot every day. I know people smoke pot 2-3 times a day. I mean, they can't handle the world and they want to be fogged all the time. Okay, so that's a pretty big number. If you're a daily pot smoker, 25% more likely to have a heart attack. The reason I put this in the Smart Life segment is we've been pounding the don't OD on sugar because it's going to kill you. Sugar. Tobacco will kill you. Sugar will kill you. And drugs will kill you. You know, the myth was, I never bought it, that marijuana was harmless. It's not. And if you're going to pollute your body and by ingesting intoxicants, you're polluting your body. Now, you can get away with it at a low level, but if you're polluting your body on a regular basis, you're going to get hurt. You are. So I want to bring this to your attention. A lot of people smoking pot now because it's legal and all that. It's not good for you. Might want to think about it. Almost half of American parents still support their children after they are 21 years old. Whoa. Okay. This is savings.com data. All right. So parents cover health, auto insurance, on and on and on and on when the urchins are adults. And parents are shelling out about $1,400 a month on average to keep their kids solvent. Okay. 61% of all adult children who live at home, and there's a slew of them, don't pay any rent, don't contribute. Now, that's the parents' fault. Okay? Flat out, that's the parents' fault. Okay? Now, if the kid just graduated from college or whatever, or got unemployed, yeah, I mean, you're be benign. But layabouts? No. They're in the house, and I believe that if they don't have anywhere to go, they should be in your house. I believe in that. But they got to pay. They got to contribute.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This day in history, 15 years ago, March 12, 2009, Bernard Madoff pled guilty to the biggest fraud in the world. In the world. 11 federal charges, and he defrauded his clients of $65 billion. He was convicted. He got 150 years in prison, 37,000 victims in 136 countries. Now, the Ponzi scheme was this. Madoff took your money and said, I'm going to invest it for you. And then every month you got a statement showing I gave Bernie $50,000. In a year, it's worth $75,000. You got the statement, okay? But it wasn't because Bernie wasn't buying anything, okay? He was fraudulently sending you fiction, made it up to keep you invested in Bernie. So if you're making 10, 15% on your $50,000, you're not pulling it. And then there were dividends that went out too. Okay, how did he do it? He got new clients coming in all the time. He took their new money and paid off the old money. 20 years this guy got away with it. All right, so he was sentenced to 150 years. He died 13 years after that of cancer in prison. His wife's still alive, 82 years old, lives in Southern Connecticut. His two boys, one committed suicide, Mark, the other died of cancer. 46, Mark, suicide. 48, Andrew Madoff, died of cancer. People who get victimized, Steven Spielberg, okay, lost a bundle. Larry King, the late Larry King, lost $1 million. Kevin Bacon, the actor, and his wife, Kara Sedgwick, also an actor. They lost a lot of money. Zsa Zsa Gabor lost $10 million. Who knew that she had $10 million? She lost it. Okay, we got a good mail segment. We got a final thought on my shootout last night on News Nation that I think you're going to want to see. Let's go to the mail. Ralph, concierge member. We hope you check that out on BillO'Reilly.com, concierge membership. I know there's a big difference between caring and knowing, and President Biden doesn't know. I wonder why the speechwriters left the word illegal in the teleprompter. They didn't. They didn't have that in the teleprompter. Marjorie Taylor Greene yelled out and Biden went off script. They didn't have that in the teleprompter. Tanya, concierge member. Thank you, Tanya. Bill, you said illegal immigrants will not be allowed to vote. That's true. However, they are counted in the census, and that means that states get a higher representation. That is absolutely true. So the more illegals you have, the more Congress people you have. Bill, can you comment on Ted Cruz's podcast verdict reporting the Biden administration flew more than 330,000 undocumented aliens into American cities? It is true. Okay. That program stemmed from 2022 throughout last year. The number is 320,000, but you were close. And the people came primarily from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, and they were asylum seekers. They had to pay for the flights. U.S. government didn't pay for the flights, but the U.S. government allowed them to come here if they applied for that air program. Madeleine Dubé, Quebec, Canada. Hey, Bill, you say Joe Biden doesn't care about the border or Lake and Riley. So what does he care about? Power. And in order to keep his power, he has to do the bidding of the progressive left. That's where all of his money is coming from. He cares about power. Jan Kitzmiller, North Venice, Florida. I'm a lifelong Republican right now at a crossroads because I'm 100% supporting Ukraine. Trump doesn't seem to support Ukraine. We don't know. He has not defined it. I don't think Trump would cut off aid to Ukraine, but next time I talk to him, I'm absolutely going to ask him about it. It's fuzzy, and it shouldn't be. John DeBlasey, Scottsdale, Arizona. I support Donald Trump. My take is he will lose if he does not stop his sarcastic and denigrating comments. I'm not thinking he's going to stop those, but we'll see. Jim Danza, Staten Island, New York. What's your take on the upcoming congestion pricing in Lower Manhattan? $15 a day. It's going to be a killer for a lot of working class people. You bet. It's another tax. New York tax, 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 tax. And they want you to take public transportation. Don't want the cars. If you drive into the city, you're crazy anyway. It costs you $70 a day to park. And you can't move. You can't go anywhere. But this is another tax. Paul Silva, Mount Vernon, New Hampshire. I took your advice, visited a dermatologist, and I'm currently smearing the precancerous skin cell chemotherapy cream all over my forehead. Very unpleasant. Your skin looks great, O'Reilly. I'd appreciate any advice on how to improve my complexion. Dermatologist. Whatever my dermatologist tells me to do, I do. Period. But I'm glad you went on our advice because that can kill you. Anna Kim, Everett, Washington. You can be a snowbird, Bill, live in Florida, and then go to Seattle in the summer. Having lived in Portland, I know the Northwest summers are great, but because I'm me and I have to do all this stuff, I can't do that. BillO'Reilly.com. We'd like you to go to the gift shop because we have a new line of mugs that are great. And they are theme mugs. Self-reliance is the first one. Okay? So you want to send a message. You want to give a gift. You want, and they'll last the rest of your life, by the way, made in America. These self-reliance mugs are going to sweep the country. And we want you to order, pre-order Confronting the Presidents. It'll be out September 10th. That's my birthday, by the way. So this book's coming out on my birthday. That's good luck. And you will love this book. I guarantee that. Word of the day, my earpiece popped out right there. Do not be vituperative. How about that? V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-I-V. You use that word to be, whoa. All right, final thought in a moment. Oh, final thought of the day. I was on News Nation with Leland Vittard, who I like very much, last night. And I dealt with the Nancy Mace, George Stephanopoulos situation. Go. ABC News, from the very beginning, okay, was in the tank for the Democratic Party because George Stephanopoulos is their chief correspondent. He is the top-of-the-line news guy, okay? And Stephanopoulos, as we all know, was Bill Clinton's top advisor and a very devoted Democrat. What Stephanopoulos did to Nancy Mace, and the congresswoman was absolutely correct in calling him out, was basically said, hey, you say you're a rape victim, yet you're supporting a rapist. Well, Donald Trump has not been convicted in a court of law of any rape or anything else in this regard. It's a civil trial whereby hearsay convicted Trump. I told my audience today on BillO'Reilly.com, 40 states in the union that would not have happened. And that is absolutely true. And that goes back to the conversation we had with the law professor from Texas. You can target people now. And it's frightening. You can break them, ruin their lives. And if Trump was in South Carolina, Ohio, this case never would have gotten into it. If you read the transcript of the case, it's all hearsay evidence. In this thing. What is that? And he's got to pay the woman $100 million? I don't know. I think we're out of control in America. I do believe we are. We're going to hold a line here. And we very much appreciate you watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.